Welcome back to Fritz and Friends. Cheryl Fritz here, 1320 WILS, and streaming live on 1320WILS.com. Joining me now on the phone, Fred Heumann, who is TV6 Sports Director. That is WLNS TV6. Good evening, Fred. How are you?
Cheryl, how are you, and how are all your friends?
They're all good, and they're very happy to hear from you. Right off the top, we'll tell them you're getting ready for a special this evening that airs at 7 o'clock, and we'll come back and give some more about that later, but it's a big special tonight.
Yeah, but boy, I better hurry up and make sure I make it on the air. It's airing in a few minutes. It's 7 o'clock tonight. We call this March to Glory, Cheryl, every year. It's our first special in the last few years with all the Final Fours. We've had three or four specials, but it's the first special. We preview Michigan State's men and women in the NCAA tournament, and it's Monday night this year. It's always been Wednesday or Thursday, but we had to move it ahead until tonight on the possibility that Michigan State's men would have a game tomorrow night in one of those play-in games in Dayton because they were a bubble team. So we couldn't pre-produce a special, air it Wednesday when the season could end Tuesday night. And you always have to think the worst in these scenarios. So we're doing kind of a rush job on it. I'm just finishing up an interview I did with Tom Izzo, a sit-down one-on-one for the special that airs in the next hour. And then we did that with Susie Merchant, and Lisa Byington has a couple of nice features, and Pat Teedy of my staff has a couple of nice bits. So we put it all together and get a behind-the-scenes look at both Michigan State teams as they go on this tourney trail. Thus the name March to Glory, marching to what they hope is glory down the road.
Okay, so you're working on the Tom Izzo interview, finishing up editing to go on the air here shortly with your special. Can you give us a little tease of something that we haven't heard about it?
Well, yeah, I can, if I can remember what he said. Now, Tom is really good on these, and a lot of it's centered on, you know, the expectations his program always has. And I remember asking him in the interview that will air tonight, you know, I was around here many years ago when people would jump for joy and celebrate when you just got in the NCAA tournament, much like Michigan did last night. You know, jam-packed Chrysler Arena, people going nuts. That used to be Michigan State. But what's happened with six Final Fours in 12 years is it's spoiled everybody. I think fans, media, even Tom Izzo, to where, you know, it was like golfers' applause last night when they got into the tournament. There was a little nervous. It's different this year than other years, but in most years it's just a matter of where they're seating, who they'll play, what are their chances of getting to the Final Four. This year has been a little weird and a little dicey because they've been on that bubble team. And we talked about some of that, the issues with this team, the expectations, how people don't give this team any chance. And, you know, hey, they've gone to two Final Fours. Don't they deserve more respect than that, more trust? You may be surprised by that answer in the special tonight. I'll tease it that way. But so a lot of that and a lot of behind-the-scenes things and what kind of mindset goes into a team and a coach who's had so much success in this month of the year.
Well, it is interesting that people may have been a bit complacent. We just expect them to go.
Well, that's what he says. His big line is, people around here think the Final Four is on our preseason schedule. You know, like you play Penn State and Ohio State and Purdue and Notre Dame, and then you play in the Final Four. It doesn't happen that way. You got to earn your way there. And I sense that he still feels this team could go on a run, but Tom Izzo is very much a realist. So he doesn't go into all this coach talk about, oh yeah, I get the feel. He doesn't know. He doesn't have a read on this team. It's been the toughest team to read I think he's ever had. And so he realizes that they could go on a little run, Cheryl. He also realizes they could be one and done, and he's a realist about that.
And didn't I see, and you're the stats guy, that's why I call you,
sure.
We have the third longest record in going to these tournaments?
Yeah, consecutive tournaments.
Thank you.
By getting in this year, it's the 14th consecutive year that Michigan State has been invited to the NCAA tournament. Kansas is one of the other teams,
mm-hmm.
and whoever's listening.
Was it Duke, I think?
Yeah, and Duke is probably the other one. I'm sorry. Somebody will call and say, how come he doesn't know? I think it's Kansas and Duke.
Well, I've got your back.
Check that, a girl. consecutive years in the NCAA tournament. And that's one thing that he's always looking at, Duke and Kentucky and the other programs. And in this interview tonight, when I mentioned to Tom about how I remember when everyone around here would celebrate rate, these tournament draws, and now there's just polite applause. And he says, yeah, but you know who else does that? Duke, Kentucky, they don't celebrate either. And that's what he wants to be. He wants to be an elite program, and they've fallen off a little this year. So whether they have a run left, I don't know, because I don't have a read on this team either. Nobody does.
Well, I did enjoy watching TV6 last night after the announcement was made and all the players calmly sitting in their chairs. Certainly they were happy and high fives and so forth, but just going, okay, here's our next
task.
Right,
that's why I called it golfer's applause. It's
there
like
you
around
go.
The golf green where they're just kind of politely applaud. And you saw the video of all the other teams mm-hmm. going crazy around the country, and that's part of what I'm talking about, how the mindset here is, hey, we're supposed to be in the NCAA tournament around here. We're supposed to go to Final Fours. But I can tell you that was a 38-minute wait in there last night, and things got a little bit dicey as the clock was winding down and the teams were kept going on the board and Michigan State's name wasn't called. But it seemed pretty apparent when Illinois and Michigan got in at their seeds that it was just a matter of time, and Michigan State was going to get in. But to be the last one in made it a little dicey, as I said.
Well, just wanted to make them wait. And some great news for women's basketball
yeah.
as well. And about the same time, folks can watch your special and TiVo the other stuff, but we're going to find out where the women are going.
Well, and that was the other issue with doing this show tonight. So we're banking on people to use VCRs and TiVo because our show is running opposite the women's selection show. We'll have Lisa Byington live from Breslin after the announcement is made, and she'll be in our show with a live guest reacting to it. But we realize people are forced to make choices then, and a lot of people will be watching the selection show. But penciling this special in where it would fit with programming and with CBS, and where we didn't wait until maybe a game was played, tonight was the night to do it at 7 o'clock. So we'll have a little competition tonight, but I hope some people either, DVR it, TiVo it, or get a chance to watch when Michigan State selection comes in on another network, because we take pride in how we do these things, and we put a lot of effort into them. I haven't slept since Saturday yet, so it's I'm going to sleep like all day tomorrow. But it's something we put a lot of work into.
Well, and everybody who's ever watched any of the sports specials you do is well aware of that. Do things look good for a high seed for the women's basketball team?
Well, they really do, and I'm glad you brought that up because we don't just do this special on the men. You can argue that there's as much or greater interest in the women and the kind of season they've had. With 26 wins, I would think they'd get a very high seed, a 2 or a 3. I mean, I think they're going to get a 1 seed. Maybe a 2 is questionable, but this team has earned, great respect around the country, and Susie Merchant has done a wonderful job. And she did, not because of me, but she did an enlightening interview for this special that I hope you get to check that's going to air here in the next hour. So, they're a good team. They have solid street cred. They have solid NCAA cred. But it is that time of year. You lose one game, and that's all out the window. That's what makes it so exciting, Cheryl.
Well, and it was awfully exciting for us to have them win the Big Ten championship. So to have both of these events with men's and women's basketball going on at the same time sure speaks loudly for MSU Athletic Department.
We're lucky around here, and you couple all of that with the enormous number of good high school teams we have, and no wonder they call it March Madness. That's the other thing we're trying to do tonight is get as many of the local high school teams covered, who are the boys play tonight in the regional openers, and the girls play tomorrow in the corner finals, and then the boys play again on Wednesday night, and then Michigan State plays on Thursday night, and the boys play on Thursday night. And I tell you, by Saturday morning, as I say, I'm going to be dribbling my alarm clock. There's so much basketball.
I'm thinking the only reason you said yes to me is because you haven't gotten used to saying no lately. That's what it sounds like.
Well, that's also because I just love you. So
well,
thank you,
Fred.
Yes you.
I love you too. One more time, the special is called March to Glory.
March to Glory starts a few minutes here, 7 o'clock until 8 o'clock. And if you get a chance, if you can't watch it live, hopefully you have somebody record it or DVR it. And lots of good stuff in here that I think people would enjoy. And as I always say, when it's this late and this close to showtime, all I can do now is mess it up. So
very good, Fred. As always, love to talk with you. Can't wait for the special and looking forward to it. Thanks so
Cheryl.
Much.
Thanks for having me on.
Bye bye, Fred Heumann, TV6 Sports Director. March to Glory on at 7 o'clock this evening. We'll be back with more Fritz and Friends after this.